Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to have you here. So excited to chat today. This is COVID-19 for commercial cleaners, how to maintain customers, get new customers, and protect cash flow. We have got a bunch to cover in a very short amount of time, so we're going to just jump right in. For those of you that are joining us live, hit me up in the chat. Tell me what's going on, what I missed, what questions you have. Whatever you want to share, we're good. For those of you recording, if you are in our Facebook group, Grow My Cleaning Company, or like our page, I think you'll get access to the lives. Dallas in the house. Good to see you. This is special. This is one of the very few. Hey, John Zapata, Restrapo. Love saying that guy's name. This is one of the few times we are going to speak specifically to commercial cleaners as opposed to residential. Not that some of the concepts won't be the same, but we're going to focus just for today on commercial cleaners. So here's the deal. The problem is, hey, Amanda Webb, good to see you, sister. Giselle's in the house. Good to see you. Mike Osorio. Good. So first and foremost, we've got, these are the really what I see the three big things cleaners, commercial cleaners specifically are going through during COVID. One, how to keep and maintain the customers we got. Two, how to get new customers. Some of you guys, that's just too much of a mind blow to even think that's possible during these times, but it is. And three, how to protect cash flow. Must be a good topic because everybody's here. Everybody's in. Cecilia, Veronica, Taylor, Justin Jones. Long time no talk, buddy. Jonathan Mullen. Oh, my gosh. Blast from the past. Derek, Anita, Chantel, Desiree. Oh, my goodness. Sukathini. Hopefully, I didn't completely murder your name. Jeffrey, good to see all of you guys. And for those of you on the podcast and the YouTube, feel free to join us live. If you're like, hey, quit talking to all these people live and talk to me. Well, I'll talk to you, but come live. Omar, good to see you. Jeffrey, good to see you. Sabrina, good to see you. Marcia, good to see you. Denise, Condescene, Christopher, good to see you. All right, let's do this. So, again, the cost of this, and it is like a lot of things in business, this COVID thing's big. It is going to do one of the two things. One, it's going to crush you. A lot of people are going to go out of business or get hobbled by this thing. Two, the other option, it is going to take your business to the next level. This is, from my perspective, going to really condense the power of the cleaning companies in your town. Maybe you've got this many now, and some are big, some are small, some are in the middle. I think we're going to have this many, and there's going to be the big ones, and then kind of the very, very little and the out of business. So lots of opportunity to make this go right and lots of opportunity to make this go wrong. So we want to make sure that you've got the tools so you are not in the category of people that go out of business. Marcia says she's excited. Sabrina's here. Chantel, good to see you from Canada. Usually I make fun of the Canadians, but we got so much to cover in so little time. I'm not even going to take time to do that. We're going to do this. Colleen says, thanks for doing this live podcast. So glad to do it. We love serving you guys, Cleaning Nation. Hey, Oscar, good to see you, buddy. All right. So let's dive in. We are going to start with how to maintain the customers we have. The first thing we've got to get over, so many people are being passive, which means either A, they're waiting for their customers to call them and then kind of just respond. Or two, when their customers do call them, because at this point in the kind of crisis, I'm guessing most of your customers have called you or you've called them or you know what's going on. Kim Johnson in the house. Yannette. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to ignore everyone that's saying, hey, Rick Underwood, one of our coaches is here. Good to see you, buddy. Great time for you to come because there are so many people on and this is the most chat I've seen. Ashley's here. Debbie's here. Anita's here. Steve Gibbs is here. Felix is here. Karen's here. Hello, all. So glad to have you. All right. So here's the deal. We can't just go with the we talked to them once, they said, call us back when things start, and then we give up on our commercial customers, guys, gals. It is our opportunity to lead. That leading can look a lot of different ways in a lot of different scenarios. When it is like it is now, that leading is really just giving the confidence and certainty that it's going to be okay. So it is our job as owners to talk to them and serve regardless. They have more needs now than they have ever had. Now, their needs might be different timing-wise, right? They might be closed now or have a skeleton staff or no staff, but that doesn't mean that they don't have any needs. The reality is they are more confused and more kind of, I don't want to say hopeless, but wandering the earth than they've ever been. So we've kind of got to make a distinction between three things. One is, are we cleaning for them? And that we don't have a lot of say over, right? If they're closed, they're closed. If they're not, they're not. So be it. But that's only one of the three aspects of this relationship we need to have. The second piece is, are we still getting paid? We're going to talk about that a little bit during the cash flow, but just the fact that you're not getting cleaning for them today does not mean that you can't get paid from them today. And we'll talk about what that looks like within integrity, right? We're never going to take advantage of it. The third is, are we leading and setting ourselves as a consultant and someone that knows the answer and knows how to walk them through this, at least as it relates to their facilities management? So we, even if we're not cleaning for them, we need to be talking to them weekly, A, to lead them, give them certainty and clarity that their facilities management problems, issues, fears are taken care of, that we know what is legal and illegal with our clients, that we know, or with their clients and their employees, with how they run their facilities, with how things need to be sanitized. So we need to make sure that we're in contact with them. If they're good customers, I'd probably be weekly, and that we've got a plan to get back to work, right? Because they're anxious as all get out to get this party started. And they've got 27 things to manage in terms of who's doing what, when, and where. And if they can just check the facilities management thing off their box, that is going to be a huge value. And I got to tell you, this is when you build the relationship, not when things get back to normal. Your competitors are going to be ignoring their customers and just going with the passive reactive. They called me, they said we're closed, and they're going to call me when things open back up, and we're going to try and deal with it right now. The reality of the situation is we need to be leading throughout this whole time, right? This is when they absolutely need you. I'm trying to keep an eye on the chat because there's so many people out there. Michelle's there, love it. Joshua, first time, welcome, buddy. Good to have you from Tallahassee, Florida. I love Florida. Even Tallahassee is beautiful, been there. Okay, so the first thing we gotta go is on keeping your new customers. The three big things I want you to get is, one, we're gonna be proactive and go to them as opposed to wait for them to come to us. Two, we're gonna be consistent. We're not gonna tolerate, they go, I'll just call you in a month or 3 weeks or 3 months or whatever this thing's over, we'll just call you. And three, we understand that we can lead them in a lot more ways than just cleaning, right? So we can still be that, and trust me, guys, gals, consultants get paid way better than cleaners. We want to be consultants who have the ability to help people with their facilities management, not cleaners who clean toilets. Those guys get paid low, consultants get paid high. So the key to keeping your current customers is leading, whether you're cleaning or not, and consistently communicating clarity and confidence. That is a lot of C's, but get to it. All right, that's the first piece. Let's move on to the next piece. The fear, the ridiculous lie that we tell ourselves are, there are no new customers. That is a tough one to say. The reality is I can't get new customers. And again, it's so funny to watch, just so you guys know, a little inside baseball of a guy that, works with owners of cleaning companies day in, day out. We've kind of got four levels of people that we deal with. One is Cleaning Nation. That's you guys. That's what we do right here. And this chat, by the way, is awesome. I've got a lot of my clients in here that are bringing up the caliber, but I'm loving what you guys are doing here. Two would be our elite members. It's our kind of next, our big boot camp to get everything going and get the systems and processes really overhaul their business. Then we've got our next level millionaire mastermind people that are really at the higher levels. The reason I share all that is because it is so funny, the millionaire masterminds, really, their mindset of how this is affecting them is so much different than just kind of the regular, you know, kind of Cleaning Nation as a whole. And the results that they're getting is different. So the mindset is actually leading the results. And they're in the same COVID nonsense all over the world. We've got people in the US and Canada in that group, as you guys have, but the mindset is really changing it. And if that mindset and belief is there are no new customers, it's ridiculous to even think of getting a new customer. I'm just going to do my best not to starve, not to go out of business. That's a really tough place to come from. Some of you guys and gals that are football fans, you know, you've got a team and you watch and they get a nice big fat lead. Maybe they're your team and you're excited and you can see the switch in the coaching and the teams where they all of a sudden stop playing to win and they start playing not to lose. Right. And it's always the kiss of death because all of a sudden they start sneaking, you know, the competitors start sneaking back because, you know, you get a nice 30-point lead or whatever. And you did that by being aggressive. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, we just got to run out this clock. We don't need to score any points. We just need to not lose. And you can just see everything change. It's the exact same thing with this. If we start playing not to lose, that's a great way to lose. We have got to play to win. And the way we win is we get new customers. Kim Johnson, speaking of the Millionaire Mastermind, said we have increased this past month. So could Jay, and I love Team Jim, Jason and Kim Johnson. There's no way they could have increased if they believed or allowed themselves and their team to believe, hey, this is COVID, man. If I can just not go out of business, if I just sit home and watch Netflix and hope for the best, this will all sort itself out. And, you know, I'll wait for my government cheese to show up. That's not the reality that they would have right now in terms of the success that they're having. So the first thing, and it sounds weird, but the first big step to getting new customers during COVID, yes, it is possible, is to believe I can and should be getting new customers or at least new revenue during the COVID. So the reality is, yes, there are fewer customers right now, and the comma is where it gets interesting, that need way more service, that have way more pain, that desperately need help. Before, cleaning might have been 86 on their top 100 things they need to deal with. Now it's top five, maybe top three. Samaya says, I've increased and gained a new commercial client. That's absolutely correct. Omar is, I love Omar. He's always on these calls, love having him. Although the circumstances are unfortunate, true. Can we, got no say in the circumstances. There's a new door opening for amazing opportunity in the cleaning industry. You nailed it, Omar. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here in a second. So the reality is there are customers, but they just, the customers that need service right now, there are fewer of them, but they need way more service. So I believe the number of dollars spent on commercial cleaning right now is about what it's always been. There's just way more dollars being spent on the essential businesses that are open. We're going to talk about later how that plays out when this thing unwinds, and it is good. Joshua says there's a lot of business new clients out there. You just need to figure out what you need to offer. That's exactly right, Joshua. If we talk about us and services and crap they don't care about, it's tough. The reality is there's more pain out there than just about ever. And if we are addressing people's pain and available to serve, and we understand what it is, and we modify our offerings, what we do to serve them, it is easier than ever to get customers. I would much rather fewer customers that are crystal clear on their pain. They know what they need and they know that I can provide it. I'd rather have that scenario where there's an infinite amount of customers, but nobody gives two craps about who I am or what I do. So the reality is there are in my humble opinion, there's about the same amount of cleaning work than there ever has been on the commercial side. That's why we're just talking about commercial today. The reality is the customers that are there are much easier to find, right? Because the government labeled them for us. These are essential businesses. So the government literally made a list for right now saying, these are the businesses that are going to be open. Not only that, they have way more pain. They're way clearer on that pain than they've ever had. So there are customers out there and they have pain and they have needs. All right. So that's the first thing. And the second is, this is the least budget talk we've ever had. For those guys and gals out there that have been in commercial cleaning for a while, there are, you know as well as I do, 80% of the bids is some sort of budget conversation. Well, I'm paying this. What's your price? Blah, blah, blah. There's always budget stuff. And obviously we can teach you how to get around that. Right now, there's nothing to get around. There is no budget conversation. There's just, here's what I need. Can I trust you? Can you give me clarity and certainty that this is going to be okay? And if you can, budget becomes a non-issue. So again, the reality is there's the same amount of cleaning now. There's going to be way more cleaning this year. Brian says, did I make the live? You most certainly did, buddy. Good to have you here. All right. So those are the kind of the key things that we need to get for the customers that we've got. We've got to be proactive. We've got to make sure that we're leading. We've got to make sure that we are consistently talking to them and giving them clarity and certainty. On the new customers, it's really kind of the same answer. First, we got to understand that there are plenty of customers out there. The government's listed who's essential. They need way more services. They have way more pain and they've got way more budget than they've ever had. All we need to do to help them is A, understand their pain, B, be able to articulate it clearly so they know that we understand it and can solve it, and then C, obviously we've got to be able to solve it. There's just as much work out there as there's ever been. It's just concentrated into less customers. That's it. All right, now, last thing, and this is equally important because all this opportunity that we're talking about is completely worthless if we're out of business, right? If we're not here in 2 or 3 months when this thing starts to really get nuts, we're just missing out. I hate to say, on an opportunity of a lifetime. So we've got to make sure we're cash flow good. So the reality is, and again, this is belief. If we just believe the cash flow is going to suck, I'm going to go broke, I've got to fire everybody, if the government doesn't send me a check, I'm out of business. If we've got those beliefs, there's really no coaching I can give you that's going to overcome that. If that's the reality you're committed to, that is going to be your reality no matter how loud I yell and scream. The flip side of that is when you understand that this is a bigger opportunity than anything. Before, again, we were kind of in the cleaning business and it wasn't a big deal. All of a sudden, the cleaning business is the the key to the universe here, right? Is as long as you're not making a vaccine, cleaning business is just about as big as it's ever been, right? People understand that there's a skill level involved. They don't want to do it themselves. They're not capable of doing it themselves. They got other problems to worry about. So much opportunity. So if we can and are willing to reframe our mindset and our attack, is cash flow doesn't have to suck. Cash flow can be amazing. I just have to pay attention to it. That's step one. Now we're going to talk about how to pay attention to it. One, cash flow needs more attention, more focus, and more protection than ever. There's two ways we're going to do this. One is, just because the service isn't now doesn't mean they can't still pay now. Really important point. Just because we're not cleaning them right now does not have to affect our cash flow at all. And here's how we do that with integrity, right? The last thing we want to do is get paid for services, and more on the residential side, less on the commercial. But I've heard story after story after story of people that are like, don't worry about it, don't clean, we're just going to pay you almost as a gift because they really want to serve their cleaners. We had a residential cleaner get $1,000 gift from their client just because they want to do it. And that's great. What I would coach you to do, I'm particularly personally not a fan of that kind of gifts, right? I want to make sure I own it. So the way that we do that is, I'm okay getting paid for work. I just want to make it a credit. So I don't need gifts from my clients. I'll take a credit. And the way I'm going to explain it to them, and again, this is coaching and leading and giving them certainty and clarity. Say it's $1,000 a month account. We'll just go small numbers because it's easy. Well, over the next year, that's $12,000, right? So instead of having them look at it as $1,000 a month account, I'm going to have them look at it as a $12,000 a year account. Let's say January through March, they needed $1,000 a month of cleaning, right? So that's $3,000, and they probably paid you $3,000. Let's say April, May, let's just go worst case scenario, June, they needed no cleaning, none at all. So then the number of service they would need April, May, June would be zero, okay? The reality is, and this is where the magic is, guys, gals, just like I said, right now with 2/3, if not more, of the businesses shut down, I feel like there's the exact same amount of cleaning that's needed. Guess what? When all the businesses open up, which is, you know, again, my estimation is going to be sometime in May. I could be wrong and I don't read the future, not claiming to, but it's not going to be 2021, right? It's going to happen, whether it's weeks or months, it's going to happen. When all the businesses open up, the fear around the coronavirus, around disinfectant, sanitization, keeping people safe, that fear is going to be as high as ever. So what's going to happen is you're going to go from 1/3 of the businesses creating the same amount of work we had before to 3/3, 100% of the businesses that still need double or triple or quadruple the sanitization, the disinfectant, the protection, and the budgets are going to be there, right? They will pay anything to keep their staff safe. And obviously we're not going to take advantage of that, but at least there'll be enough money for us to do a good job and make a fair profit. So the reality is, let's say when people come back, they're like, hey, before for that $1,000 a month, we were 3 times a week, whatever. Now we need you here, you know, 5 days a week at night. And then once during the day, just for a quick, that might be now a $2,500 a month account. So June through December, let's just call it 2000 because the number's too easy. So say the first 3 months, it's $1,000 a month. The second 3 months, $0 a month. And the last 6 months, it's $2,000 a month. 12,000, that's 12,000 on the back end plus 3,000 on the front. That's $15,000. So your $12,000 a year account actually went to 15,000. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is walk through this scenario with all your customers and have them continue to pay the $1,000 a month while they're closed. So when they need the extreme cleaning, the more cleaning, the double, triple disinfectant and sanitization, we've got people that are there. They've already got that credit going on. So just because you're not cleaning does not mean it has to affect your cash flow. And it certainly doesn't mean you have to take advantage of anyone or get paid for nothing, right? We are absolutely going to bring value. We just have to, and we want to do this anyway. We want to transform their perception of us from a kind of month-to-month service to a partnership where we really provide value year by year. So that's kind of a good mindset that we want to get them in anyway. And that's really going to help with the cash flow. The second thing is we have to pay attention to cash flow. So the funny thing is all the stuff that we've been coaching all these years, that's a good idea all the time, becomes essential during this time. And real quick, Mohammed says, I'm getting more leads than before for my clients. That's exactly right. The lead flow, by the way, if you're doing paid traffic, is cheaper. So that is super common. Linda says, awesome information. Ricky Regalado, good guy. He's got a long post. I just can't read it live, but I'm assuming it's awesome. So if you're live, check out Ricky's post. Okay. So the cash flow doesn't have to suck. The payment doesn't have to match up the cleaning services that we're offering today. The last thing is, just like I was saying, the stuff that we talk about all the time that's a good idea is now required, right? So it's always a good idea to do a lot of stuff. Now it's required. One of those things is be on top of our P&L, right? A lot of us, and if we're being honest, guys, gals, we kind of let our P&L get away from us, and we know we should look at it, but every time we do, it's such a mess. We kind of put it off to the back. Now's a great opportunity, a great excuse to really get your hands on it, get your arms around it. We really have to understand our cash flow and our expenses and what our numbers look like. So it's something we need to do all the time. Now we really need to do it. So we have to be on top of our P&L. And you have to also make some very good decisions. James Barana, one of the Millionaire Masterminds. Anyone that knows James, pay attention to him. He's half a genius. He's almost a full genius by now. He's Canadian. So with the exchange rate, he's a full Canadian genius, but you know only what that translates to American genius. That's much less, obviously. Sorry, Canadians, just have to give you a little busting of the chops, as is my custom. So with the cash flow, one, we need to be on top of it, really understand our numbers. And by the way, if you want our help with all of this stuff on exactly how to get current customers, how to make sure that you're ready for the tsunami of work that's coming, how to make sure your cash flow is protected, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can jump on a call with one of our coaches. I think Rick is still here. You can message Rick if he's still in here and he can hook you up as well. But all that to say, we've got to make sure our P&L is correct. And also we've got to understand cash flow wise, we got to make some plans, right? Who are we going to pay? When are we going to pay them? I don't like slow paying vendors because we don't like it when we're slow paid. So I always pay my vendors on time and I want to be their favorite vendor. That said, I'm going to be honest and I'm going to make sure that I'm here for the long haul. So if a vendor has to get slow paid because it's a reality, I'm going to, again, just like we talked about with the customers, I'm going to be honest and upfront for them, right? So it doesn't make sense that we're just going to not, what we want to do with the customers is we're afraid they're going to call and cancel their services, so we hide. What we need to do is lead, call them and go, hey, are you open? If so, here's what that plan looks like. If not, here's what that plan looks like. Let's do this. I'm taking charge. I'm leading. Same with the vendors. If and when you have to choose to slow pay to make sure that you protect your cash flow. And again, now's, I don't want to say good time to slow pay, but people are going to understand during the coronavirus, make sure Rick is here. Good to see you, buddy. Now's the time to be proactive and call them. So step one on protecting your cash flow, get your arms around your P&L. And again, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk if you need help with that. Step two is once your arms are around it, really be clear about if this lasts 2 or 3 weeks, you know, if this ends May 1st, what is my cash flow plan in terms of who I pay and who I collect from? If it ends June 1st, if it ends July 1st, kind of have some cash flow plans, but you got to get your arms around the P&L. And again, for those of you that are, scared, afraid, overwhelmed, it's not a great idea. Typically we can't do it now. We're now you have to get your arms around this stuff. The cash flow becomes super important. The scariest thing for me is there are going to be some, and we're over on time, so I'm going fast. I apologize. There are going to be some very good business owners and operators that go out of business now, not because they don't have enough business, but because they lose cash. They run out of cash. So really important that you have a cash flow protection strategy. And again, that's something we can walk you through, growmycleancompany.com/talk, because it's just, we're way over time. I don't want to go too much. So the reality is, commercial cleaners, there is a tsunami of work coming to you. Those who are going to be ready, this is kind of a winner takes all. Those who are going to be ready are going to take all of it. Those who aren't are going to get buried. So I think Muhammad said, I'm not doing the cleaning. I do marketing for, got it. Okay. Those of you who are getting scared and curling up and not doing marketing for either cleaners or new customers, this is the time you got to double down. I promise you, everyone else is getting scared. Marketing's cheap. Paying is high. Budgets are out there. This is the time to market for cleaners, for operational people, for customers. There's a huge wave coming behind us. We got to start paddling now. So that's really the big theme I've got is make a plan, be proactive, understand this isn't going to last forever, and be the guy or gal that is positioned to go nuts and double, triple, quadruple your business when this thing opens up. Not if, when. We all know everything's going to open up. We just don't know when. That time there will be a tsunami of work. And I promise you, if that day or that week is when you start thinking, I better get going, you're going to get drowned. Now is the time. We would love to help you at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Love you guys. Can't wait to talk to you in person. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.